This is Vanessa Martinez, and this is Friends with Friends, the podcast where we explore all 236 episodes of the TV show Friends, one episode at a time. I'm here with my friend Jackie.
Hi, I'm Jackie, and I'm the biggest Friends fan. I always will be, forever and always.
She definitely is the biggest Friends fan. I don't even say it. I myself just started watching this series. So this is all new to me. I haven't seen it. So I have, what, 5 more seasons to go?
Yeah.
Almost? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we're almost halfway done, I guess. But anyways, in this episode, this is the 93rd episode, the one with all the wedding dresses. It premiered on April 16th, 1998, with 21.9 million viewers. Jackie, tell us what happened.
Yes. So Ross and Emily just got engaged. Their wedding plans are amping up. And the girls play dress up in their wedding dresses. And Joey has to go to sleep clinic because he's snoring too loud.
Yeah, man. Let's start off with Joey has a snoring problem. And Chandler can't stand it. You know, so he tells him, you know, hey, you know, we got to go to the sleep doctor. And apparently Joey can basically sleep anywhere and he starts snoring.
Oh, I know. And it's so funny. Okay. So I've never been one to be able to fall asleep so fast, like, you know, but apparently I've been told I do snore. And so I'm wondering, but it's not like a loud snore. Like my roommates have told me, like when you're really tired or when you are, you know, had a fun night with drinking, you snore louder. And I was like, oh, I do. This is a funny story. So you go to Vegas. I went to Vegas and I, you know, share a room with other friends. And they said that because I was obviously really drunk, I fall asleep. And they said that I was snoring so loud that they would clap off, Jackie, clap off. And then I would stop snoring. And Jackie,
maybe you subconsciously like heard it, or you probably did hear it.
And then they asked me in the morning, do you remember us clapping at you because you're snoring so loud? I was like, not at all. And they're like, what? You were stopping when we were clapping.
Oh my God. That's funny. I wish somebody would have recorded that.
I know. It was like 3 years ago, I feel like. It was hilarious. And I just laughed because, like, also my dad snores loud. So this storyline just makes me laugh because. And it's almost like soothing when I go home and visit. I can hear him in the next room. And so it's soothing to me that he snores because it's like that's home. That's the sound of home, you know. So, but he actually had to go to sleep clinic as well. And they gave him like not a mouthpiece like Joey has, but like they gave him like to go over the nose and to breathe a machine. And so he did it for a little bit, but he just couldn't really sleep with it. Because like, can you imagine having something attached to your mouth, you know? And so, but they didn't give him a mouth guard like they did for Joey. So
yeah, I don't know. Last night I definitely slept very light, I feel like, but I was also so tired and I went to bed really early. And I think I had a morning meeting today and I just remember just sleeping. I was like, oh, I don't have my alarm on. Will I miss it? You know, and I think a part of me, because I went to bed early, like just woke up early.
Yeah.
So yeah, I thought that storyline was funny, but it was also funny that at the time of the sleep doctor, Chandler really liked a girl and, you know, he got her information number, whatever it is. And then he brought her over to the house and she apparently talks in her sleep. But when they were in Joey's or Chandler's room, she like literally yelled in his dream. I thought that was so funny. I couldn't stop laughing.
Yeah, because for once, you know, Chandler can actually like hit on a girl when he's with Joey, because Joey was actually falling asleep. And it was funny because when he was at the sleep clinic, he was in the room and like in the waiting room, he was falling asleep. And then he was coming onto the whole room while he's asleep. Like he's doing, how you doing? I was like, I have your number. I thought that was cute the way they did that, you know? And so, and even the friends, did you notice the friends questioned it? They were like, how did you get the number? And they're like, how did you hit on him? Because they all know when Joey and Chandler are together, Joey is the one who gets the girl.
Yeah.
Oh, Joey was unconscious.
Yeah, I thought that was hilarious. I don't know who that actress was. I don't know if she was like that big. But when they were at the sleep clinic worker, her name is Thea Mann, and she's Lisa Kudrow's real life cousin.
Oh, so you got a little family tie.
Yeah, I didn't really pay attention to her, but I remember. Yeah, you know her. She had a quick little line in there.
Yeah,
so I thought that was really good. And this this whole episode, the story was written by our friend Adam Chase too.
Yes. So, okay. So I know that you guys didn't know this, but like when he was describing, there's a scene. So when Ross, the other part of this episode is Ross, you know, deciding what to do for the wedding, and Ross has to actually run errands for, Ross has to run errands for Emily and pick up the dress and stuff, you know, like he's asking Monica for the dress, and then that goes into the whole dress thing. But when he first comes in saying he has to run errands, and then that whole whoopa and then whoosh, whoopa. So if you go back to our episode where we discussed, you know, the Adam Chase episode, he discusses that. And he says that was hilarious, but that was in an instance where he was sitting in the office. You know how they he said he was sitting in the office with the writers like for 2 hours coming up with a joke. And then one of the writers actually did that. And so they were laughing so loud, laughing so hard about it that they had to put it in the episode. And I thought that was so good.
But it was good because, but you know what's also funny? That I myself even started thinking, how do you say whoosh? Is it like whoosh, whoop, like whoosh? Yeah. Like how do you say it?
Yeah, that's the normal sound though. Like you hear the sound effects in like Westerns and movies.
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely a good one. Like something that you don't think about, but you know, you question how it's really said. Like tomato, tomato. I've never said tomato. I say tomato.
Tomato. Yeah. I think maybe the British. Do the British say tomato?
I don't know. I really
potato,
don't know.
Potato.
Yeah. But that was good. So since we're there, let's talk about the whole like.
Yes.
The guy say Emily has Ross whipped, mm-hmm. and so he wants Ross to pick up a wedding dress because they don't have it in London. Mm-hmm. Since he can't see the bride's dress, he asks his sister Monica to go. And she's like, sure, like I'll go for you. And so Phoebe and Monica go try on wedding dresses and they're in heaven because it's like the fantasy they've always wanted to live and they're actually getting to live it. Yeah. So, you know, the lady confuses Monica for Emily and she asks if she wants to try it on and Monica goes, yes, you know.
So, yeah, you go back like to try on wedding dresses or I don't know. I've never tried one on, but like,
I mean, what do you mean ahead of time? I don't know. Yeah, before you I've never heard of that.
I don't know. I just like, you don't want to taint it. But I've been like 27 dresses. I've been maid of honor several times. So I've been to these bridal shops and everything, and it's so nice. I love it every time. So I think it's funny that she was just like, oh yeah, I'll try it on because it's the same.
Yeah. But
I think Monica, real life Courtney Cox, is actually smaller, you know, than Emily is. So
yeah, she looks very petite.
Yeah, she's very petite. And imagine in real life how much more petite. But it was cute. It was cute that they play in it. And then Phoebe actually gets, so Rachel is supposed to do the dishes, Monica is doing the dishes, and then she puts on the dress while she's doing the dishes, and then Phoebe knocks on the door, and that was so funny. Phoebe knocks on the door, no, you have to let me in. Wait, are you alone? Like, they're arguing about, like, letting somebody in, and Phoebe walks in with the dress.
With the dress that she got at a store called It's Not Too Late. That was so funny when Phoebe says, at least you didn't rent yours from a store that's called It's Not Too Late.
Yeah, I know. And the way that Phoebe like just like charges into the apartment into the work screen.
It was really funny.
To laugh out loud at that moment. I was laughing out loud during this whole episode because it was just good moments like that, you know. I mean, I do it every episode, but this one was more so because that little storyline was so hilarious. And so
I thought it was funny. You know, Monica's washing dishes. They pretend to toss a bouquet.
Yes,
and then later on in the coffee shop, Monica is showing, it accidentally shows that she's still wearing the garter, which I thought was hilarious as well.
Oh, yeah. And it's just, and they talk about like how ridiculous it was. And then they're like, wait, let's keep it on for 30 more minutes.
Yeah. I thought that was really good. Yeah. So this actually brings us to another part that Rachel also put on her wedding dress after she revealed her true feelings for Ross and wanted to just forget about it all and join the girl posse. So we'll take a break and we'll talk about that next.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
All right, guys, and we're back. So, yeah, so before we talk about Rachel joining the girls with her wedding dress, the reason she's putting that on is because she comes to terms with her feelings for Ross. She tells Rachel, or she tells Phoebe and Monica that, you know, she always thought there was a possibility of the on again with Ross. And, you know, before she does that, you see her struggling throughout the episode. She is, you know, she tells Ross, you know, asks her, she's like, he's like, "Hey, how are you doing?" You know, and she's like, "Oh, me, I'm good." You know, she hides her feelings for him. And she tells Ross, you know, they're clicking really well. You know, everything's great. Every area of their relationship is great, because she wanted it to be great and it wasn't. She even sits down with Joshua and tells him, you know, she even basically proposes to him, be like, "Hey, we should get married. We should be really crazy and get married."
No. And here's the thing too. I thought that Ross checking in on Rachel separately from the group of friends was really nice of him to do.
Yeah.
But you see her struggling, looking at him, you know, trying to compare her relationship with Joshua to Emily, because she wanted to be like right there, you know, "We're right there too." And so you see that, conversation. And then throughout the whole entire episode, you see her struggling. So when you see her at, you know, Central Perk, and she's like fumbling around and like proposing to him and being like, "Yeah, we're right there. You know, we've only been on 4 dates," but she's like, "Yeah, let's do it. Let's, why don't we get married?" You know, you, it's her coping, trying to like figure it out, you know. And then at the end, that's when she really like, you know, confesses and figures it out. And he, when Ross comes back into the apartment afterwards, because they were supposed to go on like a double date, like that's when he like hugs her. And, you know, when her and Josh broke up, and it's just like, it's so sad. It's like, you feel that, like you feel it when she heard in the last episode. And then you feel that hug and you feel that tension, or that like that sincerity between them two, because there's love there, you know? And so it's just so sad.
Yeah. And I mean, it's, here's the thing too. Ross tells her to hang in there. And it's kind of like, if that's not the word I would like to hear either. If, you know, like, I'm not going to tell a friend, you know, "I'm getting married, but you're not. So just hang in there."
I know.
That's kind of like, what are you like telling her? So maybe, you know, there is another like three, if there was another three words he can use instead of saying "hang in there," you know, Rachel had the right to react the way that she did with those words. So I, you know, I give it to her for that. But it's also good that Ross went in to check up on her. And, you know, yeah, Rachel calls it her relationship with Joshua. She calls it a tie with Ross's relationship.
Yeah, when it's not, obviously.
Yeah, and I'm glad, like, Rachel came to terms with her feelings and expressed how she felt to Phoebe and Monica.
Yeah. And, you know, like, we've seen more of Ross and Emily's relationship than we have of Joshua and Rachel's. And so I feel like
that,
people aren't as invested in Joshua and Rachel's. And so this is her trying to like level up to Ross and Emily. We've seen more of Ross and Emily's relationship. So like, to support it or not support it, I don't support Ross and Emily, but like, I wonder what the audience thought when it was airing. You know what I mean? Like, Ross and Emily moving too fast and all of that. What it would have been like for people to talk about the water cooler, you know, back then.
Oh, that's a good point. I mean, I don't know. Like, I just, as I mentioned before, I just don't know, like, what is in Joshua that okay. Exactly. I don't know.
But that's the thing, though. It's like, we're not invested in it because they haven't really shown it.
Yeah.
You know, it's just this cute guy that comes along and is there. You know, that's why more people are like happy for Ross, if they were, you know, that he was, you know, with Emily, and such, they made it such more of a pivotal relationship in the series.
Yeah. And the way they tied this this episode in with the last one was Rachel telling Joshua that it might sound hasty. You know, Emily even said it might sound hasty. Yeah. I never noticed it. Yeah. I never noticed the word hasty. Like at first, like when I saw the episode, I was like, oh, I don't understand the name. And then when I, like after I watched it and I was writing my notes, I was like, oh wait, like it makes sense. And then I noticed too, when I was watching the next episode, I was like, oh, hey, they like use that same word.
Yeah, exactly. I know. I never really pay attention to the word hasty either until like.
You just say crazy. You know, it's not a common word you use.
All the haste or the rush or I don't know, like, yeah.
Yeah. And it's funny because, you know, when Rachel basically proposes to him, to Joshua, he says, no, but thanks.
No, but thanks.
Which is also the same thing that happened when Ross told Emily he loved her. She said, thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. So it's almost like, you know, it's pretty much a tie. Like it really is a tie in their relationship. But and then, so then, you know, Rachel joins Phoebe and Monica on the couch wearing a wedding dress, getting over her breakup with Joshua. And then Joshua shows up at the apartment wanting to talk to her. And then why does she say I do though?
She says I do. She was just playing around. Like she was just being goofy. I think.
Yeah. Yeah. And it was Joshua. And then he's like, I should go. And he just left. And she's like, well, yeah, and he left.
That I'll do. And it was supposed to be Chandler or something like that. Chandler's picking up something.
So. Yes. And then she tells Monica, because Monica freaks out because, oh, he's going to see me in my wedding dress. And Rachel tells her, oh, it's not like you're going to marry Chandler anyways.
And we know what happens later.
Well, don't tell me. So yeah, so I thought, you know, it was a good episode. It's definitely getting somewhere, as we know, because we are on the season 4 episode 20, which we have I don't know if the season is 23 or 24.
It's 24, so it's getting to a place because you know they're gonna get married in a month, and so that's the whole thing.
4 weeks,
so it's all happening so fast, and so that's when Rachel is able to finally come to terms. But I like that they actually are dealing with her feelings. Whereas in the last episode, at the end of the episode is when Ross told Rachel. And then this episode is her dealing with her feelings, which is, I think, a totally normal response. Yeah. You know, like she gets all anxious. She gets all like, you know, and that's normal. And at the end, when she finally realizes it, it's like, she's got her girls, you know, and that's exactly what women would do. They, when they're dealing with something sad, they go to their friends. And so I related into that sense because it's just, that's what you do. You just reach to your girls and try to get through it, you know, and it was a sweet moment for the girls' friendship. And it was good that they actually explored that with Rachel.
Yeah. I think that was good. Well said. I agree with you.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite line?
Okay, so my favorite line was actually the whipped line. And because we know the backstory to it, the oh, she's running errands, you can pick her up, whoopa. No, it's whoopsh. You know, it's like, you can't do anything. I love that whole scene because we know the backstory to it with Adam Chase, the writer.
Yeah, but my favorite line was, at least you didn't write yours from a story that's called It's Not Too Late. I just kept laughing really hard on that part. And then also when Chandler's new lady starts yelling in her sleep, that's another part I couldn't stop laughing.
Yeah.
Even after the episode ended, I just kept thinking about that part and I was just laughing.
Two good moments. So, I mean, they have their serious moments and then they have the ridiculous moments as they always do in every episode. So, So coming up in the next episode of Friends with Friend, Rachel accepts her invitation, or does she, for Ross's wedding, and we get to relive some moments of their relationship. If you like this episode, subscribe, give us 5-star ratings, leave nice comments.
And follow us on Friends with Friends Podcast on Instagram. Until next time.
Until next time.